Notice where is the mind. Bring attention back to the body, back to the breath, present moment awareness, sweeping away the hindrances and polishing the mirror of the mind, until it is as shiny as a bright moon. And bring in a warmth, a sense of urgency, of the deep significance of this way of focusing attention here and now, using the quality of the sublime abidings, starting with goodwill. Goodwill to the present moment. Goodwill to oneself. Goodwill to the body. Goodwill to the breath. Receiving the goodwill from within. Even if it's a moment of irritation, if we receive it with warmth, relaxing the body, accepting the moment as it is, chasing out the hindrances, letting go of what doesn't need to be there, letting go the obstructions as soon as we recognize them, thoughts, memories, vague ideas, wishing for this or that, longing for tastes, sounds, interaction, something to do. Here the doing is subtle. It's a focusing, attending to, a bringing in qualities which will disperse and dissolve the fog, the delusion, the confusion, the discouragement, the heaviness, even the pain. Just like a lotus, we can rise up out of these attachments to free the mind, to lighten it, to brighten it. And we do this by allowing ourselves to be present in a relaxed way, not striving, forcing, tightening, but nevertheless putting in a qualitative, true uprising of energy, applying effort delicately, mindfully, in a balanced way, with wisdom, not too much, not too little. Just as if you were to play an instrument, play a piano. If you bang the keys, it'll be a discordant sound. Just a light touch. If you play a violin, one angle too far either way, and the sound is not beautiful. So with our mindfulness, we strike the instrument, the mind, the attentive mind, onto the object with just enough attention, just enough balance to truly see what we're seeing, not to strangle it or choke it, not too far away from it, that we don't know what we'd experience. But really interested and present. Behold a breath, a place in the body that's tight, a discomfort. We loosen it, smooth it, attend to it, allow it to speak without snuffing it out, but experience it in its raw form with a clear mind, a pure mind, not interpreting, not creating a story. Just this, a heartbeat, a wandering mind, we bring it back. A breath, another breath. Another thought, we bring the mind back. Patiently, caringly. This is practice. We learn to play the instrument until it creates a clear sound. A clear understanding. The present moment awareness that is vast, unobstructed, boundless, filled with that goodness, that generous giving quality of energy, uplifting and supportive. In this way, the mind naturally calms down. When the body is calm, the mind is still. When the mind is still, the body relaxes. When the body relaxes and the mind is still, insight begins to naturally bubble up to the surface. And then we have a sense of joy and delight. We make dedications for others. We must dedicate ourselves, commit to this moment, persevere, be present, use the five faculties, turn them into five powers, the power of trust, to trust this process, to be a student of it, the power of energy, waking up. Even if we feel exhausted, we just keep coming back to this process, this moment, this engagement with the body and the breath, connecting. Not to an outside server, but to the inner server, the inner connection. The inter-being and the inter-net of the mind. The power of mindfulness, moment by moment, penetrating through the object. Not watching, not observing in a shallow way, but deeply knowing its ultimate characteristics. Impermanent, changing constantly. Not satisfactory, never enough, subject to arising and ceasing at every moment, nothing to hold on to, nothing to cling to, letting it go, seeing the emptiness, the process, the insubstantiality. Who is watching? Check and see. Where is it? What is it? What is this I? Not to be found as things come together and fall apart. We truly know that emptiness.